a state attorney general, challenging the controversial mega-merger between Paramount Skydance and Warner Bros. Discovery, is under attack from a newly created mystery nonprofit accused of being an AstroTurf front group. The group sent text messages in recent days calling on Californians to pressure Democratic State Attorney General Rob Bonta in support of the merger, which he has sued to block in court. The text messages are the latest escalation of the increasingly bitter battle between Bonta and Paramount CEO David Ellison, who has threatened to move his movie studio to Texas or Tennessee, according to reports from multiple outlets, if a coalition of state attorneys general led by Bonta keeps fighting the merger. The group behind the text campaign, Neighbors for Strong Communities, cited Ellison's threat in messages encouraging support for the merger. The group denied the allegations that it is mounting an AstroTurf campaign, but declined to reveal its donors. The lack of transparency led free speech advocates to issue a scathing press release this week. The behavior we're seeing is what powerful corporations do when they are losing control of the story, Rashad Robinson, co-chair of the Committee for the First Amendment, said in a statement. The more the public understands what's at stake, fewer jobs, fewer stories told, and even more power in the hands of a few billionaires, the harder the deal becomes for Paramount to defend. A spokesperson for Neighbors for Strong Communities, Tanner Kelly, declined to disclose the group's donors. "We don't disclose funders, but this campaign is operated independently of Paramount," he said. In a statement to The Intercept, Warner Bros. Discovery denied funding the text message campaign. Paramount Skydance did not respond to a request for comment. Neighbors and nemesis. Ellison's merger plans have divided Hollywood unions, leading proponents and opponents to engage in a heated war of words over who speaks for the entertainment industry's working class. Into that fray jumped Neighbors for Strong Communities, which was incorporated in Washington in June, a little over 3 months after Paramount launched its takeover bid for Warner Bros. Discovery. The national debate over the mega merger has focused on suspicions that Paramount CEO David Ellison might be willing to tilt coverage at Warner properties like CNN in favor of Donald Trump. Ellison, whose billionaire father is a close ally of Trump's, has courted favor with the White House as the merger moves forward. The debate over the Paramount merger in California, however, has often centered on jobs. In text messages to Californians that went out earlier this week, Neighbors for Strong Communities asked recipients to send Bonta messages, raising the concern that his opposition to the merger will cost the state thousands of jobs because of Ellison's reported threat to move Paramount to Texas. Those messages and the group's generic website offer little insight into Neighbors for Strong Communities' origins. Its incorporation papers in Washington show that several listed directors have worked as political consultants. In a statement to The Intercept, one of those directors, Tanner Kelly, described the group as a community advocacy organization that helps everyday people participate in public decisions affecting their lives, livelihoods, and futures. Bonta is months away from an election he is expected to win handily. Kelly said the group's pressure campaign against Bonta is not related to the pending attorney general election, and Neighbors for Strong Communities has not filed campaign finance disclosures with the California Secretary of State. Kelly pushed back on the idea that entertainment industry professionals are uniformly opposed to the merger by sending messages from actors who have spoken out in favor of it. "To the claims this is AstroTurf, tell that to the hundreds of real people participating in our movement who have real concerns, real struggles, and real livelihoods on the line that just want to be heard," said Kelly, who was registered as a lobbyist in California last year. "Grassroots opposition? Advocates who oppose the merger suspect there is something more at play," pointing to the circumstances of the group's creation. The sender organization's website is less than 3 months old. It discloses no founders, board members, staff, or funders, and the organization does not appear in ProPublica's nonprofit database. The Committee for the First Amendment, an anti-merger group co-founded by Jane Fonda, said in a press release earlier this week. The committee said that Neighbors for Strong Communities has the classic hallmarks of a corporate-backed AstroTurf campaign designed to manufacture the appearance of grassroots opposition. The effort to make it seem like the merger has popular support will fail, predicted Jessica J. Gonzalez, co-CEO of Free Press Action. These corporations know where the grassroots movement actually is, with the industry professionals fighting to block this merger, she said. This PR campaign is yet another face-off between the many and the money. It's even worse than we thought. What we're seeing right now from Donald Trump is a full-on authoritarian takeover of the U.S. government. This is not hyperbole. Court orders are being ignored. MAGA loyalists have been put in charge of the military and federal law enforcement agencies. The Department of Government Efficiency has stripped Congress of its power of the purse. News outlets that challenge Trump have been banished or put under investigation. Yet far too many are still covering Trump's assault on democracy like politics as usual, with flattering headlines describing Trump as unconventional, testing the boundaries, and aggressively flexing power. The Intercept has long covered authoritarian governments, billionaire oligarchs, and backsliding democracies around the world. We understand the challenge we face in Trump and the vital importance of press freedom in defending democracy. We're independent of corporate interests. Will you help us? It's been a devastating year for journalism, the worst in modern U.S. history. We have a president with utter contempt for truth, aggressively using the government's full powers to dismantle the free press. Corporate news outlets have cowered, becoming accessories in Trump's project to create a post-truth America. Right-wing billionaires have pounced, buying up media organizations and rebuilding the information environment to their liking. In this most perilous moment for democracy, The Intercept is fighting back. But to do so effectively, we need to grow. That's where you come in. Will you help us expand our reporting capacity in time to hit the ground running in 2026? We're independent of corporate interests. Will you help us? I'm Ben, MUESSIG, The Intercept's editor-in-chief. It's been a devastating year for journalism, the worst in modern U.S. history. We have a president with utter contempt for truth, aggressively using the government's full powers to dismantle the free press. Corporate news outlets have cowered, becoming accessories in Trump's project to create a post-truth America. Right-wing billionaires have pounced, buying up media organizations and rebuilding the information environment to their liking. In this most perilous moment for democracy, The Intercept is fighting back. But to do so effectively, we need to grow. That's where you come in. Will you help us expand our reporting capacity in time to hit the ground running in 2026? We're independent of corporate interests. Will you help us? Latest stories. The Intercept briefing. What American doctors saw in Gaza. A new documentary follows three physicians facing the odds, limited medical supplies, Israeli bombing, and upon returning home, media bias and indifference. Voices. The Mossad suffers a crushing defeat, entirely of its own making. High-profile firings show that none of the Israeli spy agency's promises about the war with Iran have come to pass. The war on immigrants. Immigrant wants to pay $368,000 in fines, but broken payment system won't let him. The fines, for not willfully leaving the country, can accrue interest and harm people in immigration proceedings.